Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with John Busby, who is producing a Flag Day event about the Littleton brothers in Wapello.
You need to keep getting the story out there in front of the public, sometimes in different ways. So with the Littleton brothers story, I was introduced to it, gosh, it's been 4 or 5 years now. I was fascinated by the story because here's an incredible piece of Civil War history that has gone pretty much hidden for almost a century and a half. So this group actually hired me to help them raise funds to build a memorial at Toolsboro. And we had the dedication ceremony. I invited the governor and he came to say something at the ceremony, the dedication for that monument. Flag Day was when we decided we wanted to do the dedication last year. In talking with the committee of folks from Southeast Iowa, what I want to do is try and find some creative ways to engage people who don't know about the story into becoming connected with the story, because it's not just a story about six brothers who happen to be from Louisa County who all enlisted in the Civil War and all perished because of their service. It's a story that is Iowa, if not national impact because of the gravity of the situation. I mean, the entire male lineage of a family was wiped out because of the Civil War, but because of their call to service too. And so I'm trying to find creative ways to get the story out there. And so I contacted a friend of mine, Chad Elliott, who's a well-known Iowa musician and songwriter. And I started telling him about the story. And before I could try to sell him on the idea of writing a ballad, hey, John, could I write a ballad about this? So he was on board right away. He actually ended up writing 4 new songs, and then there was a song he pulled that he had written before called The Plow and the Oak, and it was based on a story from Exira, Iowa, where a young man was plowing his family's field when a bunch of Union soldiers came marching by where he was working, and he was so moved to the call of patriotism, he leaned his plow against a small oak tree and left to join the war and never came back. And the tree grew around the plow. It's kind of part of Exira's history. And so that's why we use that song too. So the real focus is going to be, this is going to be a world premiere for the album release of The Plow and the Oak. We're going to be doing it at the community center. It's a free event. The EP album will be available for sale. All the proceeds are going to go into an endowment fund to support maintenance of the monument, also education, and eventually we'll be hoping to give out scholarships to area students who are going to be choosing history as a career destination. And so it's the idea to use innovative ways to pull the stories from history, and in this case, spin them through lyrics and good music. The Southeast Iowa Civil War group is going to come and in full authentic regalia from the era. They're going to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. We have a short video that will be screened. Just simply have a shared moment, I think.
What would you say is remarkable about the Littleton Brothers story and what you hope to educate people who aren't aware of it next week?
I think the big thing is that the Civil War, there was something, and it's still kind of hard to put into words, but as you talk to people who have descendants who were from Iowa and served in the Civil War, there's something about that sense of patriotism that is kind of unique. I think there's a sense of they were fighting for equity, they were fighting for a lot of different causes, but there is that strong sense. Just as in World War II, of course, there were the Sullivan brothers from Waterloo, the 5 sailor brothers who all perished because they served on one ship, and that ship was sunk in the Pacific Theater. This is the entire male lineage of a family from the Civil War era where 6 brothers all perished. One was killed in combat. One was wounded and died 10 days later. One got sick and died in a hospital. Another one was captured and died in Andersonville prison. Another one was wounded and also died in the hospital. And the final brother got sick while he was serving. He was discharged, and he did get back to Iowa, but he perished from that illness. There was one other brother that died from an accident. He was actually on a foraging journey on the White River and the Arkansas-Missouri border, and the lines got all snagged up, and the lines pulled everyone on the barge into the river, and everyone drowned. So the rest of his company watched helplessly from the shore while this young man drowned.
For those who are descendants of this family, if they were very much aware of this story, really.
Actually, they were not aware at all, which surprised me. This family, who resides just on the Illinois side across from Wapello and Muscatine, didn't even know about this. And they have been great getting involved in the rediscovery of a whole aspect of their ancestry that they had no idea about.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with historian John Busby. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.